Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications. They bring you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about the residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. All right, before we dive into a little bit of Caitlin Clark discussion, is she being treated similarly to the way Jordan was when he entered the league? Yay, nay. What do we make of this whole thing? Is there anything off the text line there?
Let's see here. Looking through the comments.
That's okay. While you're looking, go ahead. I'll give you a second here while you look. So Missouri's head coach at SEC Media Days, Eli Drinkwitz, brought jokes to the 2025 SEC Media Days. He started off his press conference by saying, and I quote, "I'm not going to answer any questions about the Epstein files, the radiation belt, or how Lee Harvey Oswald was able to get off 3 shots in 7 seconds, end quote. I don't think we'll be discussing any of those things either today, Jake, just to make it sure for our listening audience out there. But I immediately became a fan of Mr. Drinkwitz after I saw, I like a coach with a good sense of humor. I almost sent you the clip. Anytime Lane Kiffin and Paul Feinbaum are on the same show, it is must-see TV. So I watched, they were in Destin, Florida for, I forget what it was, SEC meetings or whatever it was a couple of months ago. And Lane went on. I think we played a clip from Lane went on Paul's show, and we played a clip, the awkward banter that is not staged, 100% purposeful, but 1,000% authentic is phenomenal. Lane actually delayed the flight back to Oxford because he wanted to go on Paul's show, and I watched that interview yesterday. There's not a whole lot of substance that comes from it. Basically, Lane saying, oh, you said I should have been fired at Tennessee, and you're saying this and that. But it's not like accusatory. It's almost like, it's like a comedy skit because it's so awkward between the two of them. There's awkward pauses and delays. If you get a chance to check it out, go check it out. It's worth watching. And you can also tell they actually kind of like each other and they enjoy it. It's a funny thing to watch. It's good comedy, good humor. And anytime they get together, you just got to check it out. It's worth the watch. But it made me think of Mr. Drinkwitz here and what he had to say. But go ahead. Did you find anything off the text line, yay or nay?
Oh, no, I was just going to tell you that I was going to see if you're going to still like Eli Drinkwitz, because I don't know if you saw. He also pitched a 30-team college football playoff with play-in games. So he was doing the math in his head. He was trying to say, that's 8 for the SEC, 8 for the Big Ten. You give 3 to the Big 12, 3 to the ACC. What do you think about it? I mean, we've talked about it. Once they start expanding, they probably won't stop. Eli's trying to push that already.
Now, I take back every kind word I ever said about Eli Drinkwitz. I now cannot stand the man. I mean, it is just abhorrent what he has done and said recently. No, good Lord. When we went to 4 teams, you knew it wasn't done in the playoffs. I thought the natural order of things would be, okay, we'll go to 8. Then maybe we'll go to 12, but then I think people are going to be like, let's go to 16. No, we went from 4 straight to 12. We're going to have 2 years of that. Then we're going to go to 94, probably about 1,000 after that. I'm just like, let's just take the regular season and what made college football so unique, so special. Let's take it out back and let's just shoot it dead like Old Yeller, which, by the way, was my favorite movie growing up. And I still shed a tear to this day when I watch it with my kids. And they have to do that to that poor dog at the end of the movie.
Why is that your favorite movie?
Well, I love dogs when I was a kid. But now, why I like that one so much. So what I would do as a kid after I watched it the first time, I would watch it up until, I hope I'm not spoiling this for anyone. Old Yeller's been out for like 50 years. The wolf, you know, which is an insane wolf, attacks them by the fire. Old Yeller protects the family from the wolf. He gets rabies from the wolf, and then they have to do what they have to do. So I would watch up until the wolf attacks, and the instant the boy would come to the house and yell and be like, "There's a wolf! There's a wolf!" And then the older boy goes out with the gun, and Old Yeller's following. I would shut the movie off right there. I wouldn't even watch Old Yeller fight the wolf. No, yeah. It's just that's the end of the movie. Anyways, I digress. The Big Ten will not back off its preferred college football playoff format, guaranteeing the league 4 automatic qualifiers unless the SEC goes and adds a 9th conference game. So let's just dispense with the ridiculous 30-team playoff for at least a year or two before we have to bring that back up. But the Big Ten wants guaranteed 4 teams in. The SEC and Big Ten are not getting along right now when it comes to the college football playoff discussion, debate, and or talk. And the Big Ten will not back off this unless the SEC goes to 9 games. Conference games, 9 conference games. Is the SEC going to go to 9 conference games, Jake?
Oh, they've been fighting that for years. I highly doubt it.
It's a guaranteed another W in the column for them, yet they don't want to be held accountable for the guaranteed extra W that every team in their conference gets, while the Big Ten, half the teams in the conference are getting another L because they're playing each other. So half the teams are going to win, half the teams are going to lose. So that's 9 more teams in the Big Ten with another L in the loss column. But then the SEC wants to talk about wins versus losses at the end of the year. And then they want to talk about strength of schedule, but completely ignore the fact that they really get 3 bye weeks every year. They're 2 actual bye weeks. And then whatever bakery they walk into and whatever cupcake they play the week before their rivalry games, which is essentially a 3rd bye week, they don't want to talk about that. They just want to put together this thing where all the preseason rankings have all the SEC teams in the top 25, and they want to go off of that because that a lot of those rankings are connected to certain outlets, whether it be ESPN or otherwise, which have connections directly to the SEC. The whole thing is just, it's kind of crazy. And I see the Big Ten not as some white, you know, white knight or a knight on a white horse or something like that, but they're really the only thing stopping the SEC from just taking over all of college football, which the SEC is trying to do anyways. And if we're being honest, the Big Ten and SEC will probably get together. They will get on the same page at some point, and then they'll both take over college football, which I get a little less mad about, because we're in Big Ten, so we benefit from it. If we were outside the Big Ten, I'd be furious, just being open and honest about that. But all right. I do think the SEC will go to a 9th conference game at some point whenever they figure out what the college football playoff format's actually going to officially look like after this year, because whatever the format is will not dock you for having an extra conference game, because it's probably going to be based on your conference record instead of overall record. And then the SEC is going to say, hey, let's get a bigger paycheck by playing bigger brand names within our own conference again. Because it's probably going to be those conference play-in games that we talked about before. 1 and 2 in the championship game, or are they getting byes? 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5, and then the winners of those games gets in. Does that kind of make sense, Jake?
Yeah, it does, and we'll see. I mean, the SEC, again, has long fought this, and I don't think there's any arguing anymore. I mean, just because of the way the conferences, the super conferences that are there in the SEC and the Big Ten, when compared, you can make SEC and Big Ten comparison, but the SEC 8-game schedule is different than an 8-game Big 12 schedule, right? An ACC schedule. So, at some point, we can kind of acknowledge that there is something there. Now, are they miles ahead of the Big 10? Are they even ahead of the Big 10? That's where you can kind of get the argument. But it's interesting that they're having this argument while at the same time, this idea that nobody seems to be turning down. It hasn't crossed the line, but the SEC Big 10 challenge, basically, where they would be open to having one of those competitions. You know, I just find it all fascinating because the conferences are getting so big, and they already were, right? When you had the Big 8, you played everybody, and everybody decides who, round robin, who's going to win. They tried to do that in the Big 12 a couple of years ago. When you have 18 teams in a league, you're never going to get even schedules. And so, again, we're talking about the diminishing of the conference and winning the conference in general. You almost kind of get lost in this, like, what are we even fighting for anymore? Because it's not going to be even. And so whether you play 8 or 9 conference schedule, game conference schedule, a lot of these SEC teams too, I always point out, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. I mean, they play year in and year out, Clemson and Georgia Tech and Florida State. And so they have these other games. Alabama, LSU doesn't back down from playing a big time non-con game. So in a way, they still kind of, you know, can fill out their schedule. And with these 8-game conference, here's the argument for the SEC. And like you said, it, certain metrics can kind of hurt it. Even though with their 8-game conference schedule, they have what, 12 of the top 12 toughest schedules in college football. So
according to ESPN's rankings.
Right. So, but I mean, it is just an interesting debate. I know right here, it's easy to just say Big Ten's right. Let's run with it and move on that way. But the further the Big Ten is now 18 teams and the SEC is 16 teams, you can play 9, 8, 7, 10 conference games. You're not going to get even scheduled.
Well, that's why when they went to, let's take the top two overall teams and eliminate divisions from conferences, and let's take the top two overall teams in the conference championship game, there's logic to that because you're going to get the two best teams, theoretically. Now, Ohio State, who won the national title, didn't even make the Big Ten championship game last year, but that's also because Penn State really played Ohio State in the Big Ten, and that was really it. I guess they played Illinois was their other tough game in the Big Ten, whereas Ohio State played Oregon, Penn State, Michigan, much tougher slate, so they had more losses, even though they beat Penn State in the regular season and probably were clearly the better team. So the disparity of strength of schedule isn't always going to give you the two best teams. That's why I still maintain divisions. Everybody in your division is going to play the same exact teams. Everybody in the other division is going to play the same exact teams. And I wouldn't even divide up divisions by geography anymore. Geography does not matter. Try to balance them out. And at some point, a coach is going to retire, get fired. The new coach comes in, and maybe he's better, maybe he's worse. So it's impossible to divide it perfectly based on what you're hoping, which would be each side and each division being equally balanced out when it comes to the powers in each division. But you do the best you can. And I've always thought that was the best way to do it, because at least your strength of schedule within your division, the teams that you are being directly compared to, is relative, if not exactly the same, because you're all playing the same teams. And that always made more sense to me. We were supposed to talk about Caitlin Clark, and we never got there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Caitlin Clark. Don't go anywhere.